patient name, first name Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T, last name Arredondo, spelled A-R-R-E-D-O-N-D-O. Date of birth, 9/9/05, date of service, 3/30/23. This is a 17-year-old male patient here today complaining about a breakout of acne vulgaris. I've actually treated him for some time now. I started him on clindamycin. It seems to be improving substantially. I had him take a picture of what the back of his torso looked like prior to starting treatment, comparing it to post-treatment. And there is improvement that he has noted, as well as the mom. They are pleased with the results. However, there's still a ways to go. Period and paragraph. Given that it is has improved but not totally cleared up, I've advised him he needs to return to his primary care physician and get a referral to dermatology. Period and paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. Blood pressure 136/72, pulse 84, respiration 16, temperature 96.9, oxygenation 98%, current weight 287, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, asthma and obesity, surgical history, negative, social history, lives with mom, dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period and paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He is morbidly obese. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen is obese. Period to paragraph assessment of the skin. He does have acne vulgaris as a diagnosis with some pustules on the back and open and closed comedomes as well. The ones that he had on the chest have improved significantly. The primary area of concern today is the continued acne on his back, although improved. Period and paragraph, assessment and plan, acne vulgaris. We will repeat the treatment with the clindamycin 300 milligrams BID, and he will get go to his primary care physician and get a referral to dermatology for continued treatment for acne vulgaris.